I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net, and today I'm with Zara Remtulla. She's a manager in the Infrastructure Solutions Practice at Bearing Point. Zara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
And today we're going to talk about how use cases are helping to productize the organization. And maybe what we should do first is talk about what we mean when we say productization as it applies to the IT organization. And then looking back, what role do use cases play in this process? So does productization mean just looking differently at the IT organization in general?
Yes, Paul. Think of productization as really helping an organization into thinking about its IT products and services, not just as something they support, but something they would package and offer and really sell to their end users. The end users would then buy this package service based on what they would need to realize a business outcome. So the package service is something that the end user would buy and ultimately be willing to pay for, and it would be something that they would need to do their jobs and ultimately provide value back into the business.
So then the process of productizing the organization is to transition to that model for the for all of the services offered by the IT organization. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So productizing is something that's really about providing a bundled service that provides business value to those end users. So, for example, many companies simply think about providing IT services such as connectivity or a PC. And they think of these as individual components, but what they really need to do is think about it and transform that thinking into what the end user would really care about. And that would be, you know, a package of that service. So when I get to my computer, I can connect to the applications to do my job. And everything that I require to do that would be a bundled service. So it's about transforming the thinking behind IT products and services.
And what role do use cases play in this transformation?
So use cases can really serve as an effective vehicle that would help an organization really map out the activities that they would need to put in place. So, for example, once you define what a service is, it's a critical component of a use case, then the use case would represent a real-life scenario that would involve, you know, a number of functions on what that organization would need to actually deliver and operate that service. So it's about taking a proactive approach to IT service delivery. And also, the use cases typically depict what the target state of the service would be. So what would the organization really need? What processes would they need? What technology would they need to operationalize that service? So it provides, like I said, a proactive approach, but it also helps them transform their thinking and IT operations from an ad hoc factory type of operation where they're churning out individual products to a real service-based, value-added part of the business. But this shift really requires both a mindset and cultural shift. So the use cases actually give them a way of seeing on paper how that service would behave and what would be required to really operate that service.
So essentially the use cases are hypotheticals for future delivery of service.
Use cases should be viewed not as just a hypothetical, but really as representing a real-life scenario that would depict how that service needs to behave in the near future. It's an important point to note that companies sometimes view use cases as, you know, the ideal state of a service, but they really should be viewed as, you know, what are the minimum requirements I would need to deliver and support that service.
So you alluded to this a little bit earlier when you talked about mindset and cultural shift, but what are some of the barriers to the successful transformation of the IT organization in this way?
In using the use case as a model or a tool map out, you know, service-based scenarios. For example, let me explain a little bit about scenarios. A scenario can be all of the different things that the end user would need from that service. So, for example, if I'm requesting the service, if I want to inquire about it, the service, if I want to ask how much the service is going to cost, those are all different scenarios. And we use the notion of use cases to map out, you know, what are all the different activities I would need to request the service. So to actually make this successful, some of the barriers that we face are really solid sponsorship and management buy-in. Because there are cultural and mindset shifts involved, often cultural barriers, you know, the way that companies tend to, you know, like doing things the way they've always been done. And without the solid sponsorship and management buy-in, often, you know, the whole notion of using use cases starts off really strong and then loses momentum over time. One of the other major barriers in using this type of approach is organizations tend to want to run full steam ahead and, you know, start developing use cases without defining what their services are going to be. So it's really, really important for companies to identify what their services are, define what the end users need to do their jobs, to provide business value, and really understand that it doesn't have to be a comprehensive set of services. It can be a smaller set of services that they start with. But without defining your services, the use case approach would provide very little benefit or value.
And perhaps you could give us a little bit more clarity on what it's like to implement this transformation. How would you use use cases in a real-world example, for perhaps?
Okay. How do use cases really work? So use cases can really help companies, you know, map out an activity-based process flow, and it would help them figure out all of the different individual components they would need to actually build, develop, operate, and support the service. So at a recent client, we used use cases that focused on, you know, business as usual situations. So, for example, introducing a new product into the IT organization, optimizing that product, and what would be the different elements required to support that product, and then how would you retire that product? So those were some major use case scenarios that we used. And what we did is we took, for example, you know, introducing a product, and we went through all of the different activities that you would need to introduce the product. And what the use cases will do is they'll cut through many different roles within the organization and expose all of the different processes that the IT organization would need to introduce a product. There are a number of different ways that you can use to document a use case, for example. So often accompanied with a use case diagram, which is a behavior diagram that shows, you know, visually shows all the different activities and the roles required to support that service. There's a use case description document that lists all of the different prerequisites, the actual steps involved in the use case. For example, you know, go to the website and click on requesting a service. So we actually walk people through all of the different elements that you would need to request a service or introduce a service. And then there's an activity diagram, which is really a behavior diagram that shows all of the activity flows and the flow of how, as a service moves through a life cycle, how that service would need to interact with other roles and other processes. So in this particular example, what it gave the client was, or it gave the company an ability to at a glance take a look at all of the different processes, people, and technology interactions that they would need within their organization to actually activate that service.
That's a solid outline of use cases and their role in helping to productize the organization, the IT organization. I'm wondering if you have any final thoughts for our listeners about this.
Just some final thoughts. So companies really need to make sure that they establish ownership of the services and clarity of roles and responsibilities. And it's really important to pay attention to forming the right organizational structure that you would need to create, support, and sustain the service-based use case approach. It's really key in helping organizations transform into a service-based organization to make sure that there's continued ownership and continued structure within the organization. It's also important to note that a use case is just one of the many tools, but an effective tool that can help organizations validate and identify key processes that they would need to operationalize a service. But before venturing into the use case approach, as I had said before, there's a few critical things that companies need to do to realize true value from the use case approach. First, they have to define their services and understand what is important to the end user and what will enable them to achieve business value. And then second, there's often a rush to implement services without actually understanding all of the dependencies that are required to successfully deliver and operate the service. So there must be attention paid to making sure that when using use cases, that the dependencies within the use cases are clearly understood. And then thirdly, it's important to make sure that when defining a use case or for a particular scenario, that all of the activities within the use case and the service must be measurable. So are we going to be able to measure how the service is really performing? And that provides a holistic view of all the different elements that you would need. So in closing, I just want to say that the use case approach is really about the notion of informed service delivery. It's about going in with your eyes open, and it allows companies to proactively minimize the risk involved in designing, delivering their services in a cost-effective manner.
Great. Zahra, thank you very much for taking time out today and speaking with us.
Thank you.
Zahra Ramtula is manager in the Infrastructure Solutions Practice at Bearing Point.